It's been hot in Malvern, Arkansas this summer, even reaching 100 degrees last month, though the evening of July 20th was slightly cooler. Pastor Dennis McClintock was running Wednesday Youth Night at the Glen Rose Missionary Baptist Church when a passerby brought in a young man he'd found struggling in a ditch about a half mile away.
The passerby thought he was having a heat stroke. It's very, very hot here, you know. He stopped and picked him up and brought him to our church, thinking we need to get him in a cool spot.
He told them he was Kevin Thornton from Juneau, but couldn't relate what happened to him. McClintock says they sat him in a chair
and got a cold towel and put it around his neck and got him a drink. And one of our ladies called 911 and the sheriff because he was clearly beaten up.
The ambulance soon came and took him to Baptist Medical Center in Little Rock, about 30 miles away. A couple of days later, McClintock heard that Thornton was in a coma and not expected to live. He and another parishioner went to the hospital where parents Bill and Darlene and sister Katie from Juneau had gathered along with family and friends from Massachusetts and Arkansas.
Just asked them if there was anything we could do, and Darlene said, well, if you could bake a cake real quick, it's our daughter's 23rd birthday. So I continued to talk to Bill and Darlene while this other church member slipped out, and he made a phone call and got a cake on the way.
Kevin Thornton died 2 days later of injuries he had suffered in an assault around the bend from the Traskwood Road Church. It's not just that a Good Samaritan took the injured man to the church. The boys accused of the assault had stopped there minutes before.
I was a little bit of a ruckus. They seemed to be drinking, and so we had a church member asking them to leave.
McClintock says they peeled out of the parking lot, and a church member followed. He noticed two young men walking along the road, and then the boys in the truck turned around.
This church member just assumed that they knew each other and that they were just going back to talk to these boys. Well, he went on, didn't see anything, but apparently somewhere in there is when they beat him up.
Hot Spring County Sheriff's Investigator Philip Calhoun had enough evidence to arrest two of the youth on Tuesday. The next day, two others turned themselves in. They were arraigned Wednesday morning on charges of first-degree battery. When Thornton died later that day, the charges were increased to second-degree murder, a Class A felony. Now they face enhanced charges.
Just their numbers of three or more ups the classification of the felony by one place.
Calhoun says a 14-year-old boy, two ages 16, and a 17-year-old face a Class Y felony, which is Arkansas's most serious category of offense. Their names have not yet been released because they are juveniles. He says Kevin Thornton was simply along for a walk and became a victim. He and 20-year-old Jerry Haynes of Malvern were going to Haynes' ex-girlfriend's house.
She had his class ring. They were going to get the class ring. And a part of my questioning was whether or not the boys in the truck were now dating this girl. Nope. No. We cannot find any motive at all. And I've interviewed every single one of them. They all said the same thing. We just wanted to fight. Found these two guys walking, and so we got out and beat them.
The teens are being held in separate juvenile detention facilities outside Hot Spring County. Judge Philip Sheeran revoked their bond. No trial date has been set, and Calhoun thinks their lawyers would want it moved.
If I were their lawyers, I would say that it's such a high-profile case that I couldn't get 12 jurors that didn't know about the case already.
Malvern is Hot Spring County seat and has a population of about 10,000. Glen Rose is a dot within Malvern. It has a school, corner store, and the Missionary Baptist Church. Calhoun and Pastor McClintock say it's hard to believe such a crime could happen in their little town.
It's just gone through our church. It's just breaking our hearts what happened to this family. It's just a senseless, senseless thing.
This is the memory that they're going to have of our state, you know. We sent my son off to Arkansas one time, and while he was there, he got murdered by a bunch of redneck juveniles.
Here in Juneau, many people have heard about the tragedy and wonder what the story really is. Thunder Mountain High School music instructor Brian Van Kirk lives next door to the Thorntons and had Kevin in class. He was one of 50 members of TMHS first graduating class in 2010. Van Kirk has been hearing from a number of Thornton's classmates. He can relate to their angst. Years ago, Van Kirk's best friend from Juneau was killed in a drive-by shooting in Texas.
It's hard right now because there's a lot of anger. There's a lot of information that isn't known. A lot of it is speculation. But the big thing is just being able to talk and come to remember Kevin for who he was, which was, you know, a fun-loving guy who had an infectious smile and a wonderful attitude towards life.
Memorial services for Kevin Thornton will be held next week at St. Paul's Catholic Church. In Juneau, I'm Rose Marie Alexander.